Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alvis. Malzone moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malzone scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alves. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Alves steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third baseline. Moorhead gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Moorhead. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Tillman reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Arnold Early now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Raditz now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Malzone bunts towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Gosger moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Mantilla, who tags Salmon, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosgar. Alves reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Gary Bell now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Colavito strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Raditz covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosgar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gosgar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser pinch hits for Joe Askew. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Houser steals second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.